This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Fisher House is a temporary residence on the grounds of the VA Medical Center in West Roxbury for families whose loved ones are undergoing treatment there or at one of the other VA hospitals in the city. And on this Veterans Day, those families can reflect and seek peace in a new healing garden featuring a sculpture built by a wounded Iraq war vet from Massachusetts. Retired Army Staff Sergeant William Kleinedler of New Braintree says his steel sculpture of twisting vines and butterflies represents growth and transformation. He spoke to WBUR about the IED blast that severely burned him and killed three of his comrades in 2006 and how he responds to the tragedy through his art.
The detonation was so intense, so big, that it punched a hole in the floor of the vehicle. It bent the vehicle in half. All the fuel on board came up and it instantly ignited. I was trapped inside. My door wouldn't open. And, I tried jamming my shoulder against the door, trying to get it open. Meanwhile, inside the cabin, everything was burning. I could hear the metal tinging and popping and the plastic hissing and melting, and everything inside, including my clothes, was on fire. So I rammed my shoulder against the door one more time, and just as that happened, the door popped open, and I was able to roll out and roll around on the ground and put my fire out. I saw a body get out of the truck completely covered in flames and walked about 10 paces and fell over. I saw the medics, our medics, coming up the road, walking up the road, and they started to administer first aid. I didn't think I was that bad. I didn't feel a thing. I was in no pain, and 7% total body burn, but more than 50% of my face was burned off. We lost three souls that day on board, and that is hard to think about because I was driving, and I continued to think, what if? You know, what if I would have slammed on the brakes sooner? What if I would have turned the wheel? Or what if I would have got around it? What if I would have seen it sooner and reacted? I think about them, especially, you know, on Veterans Day, Memorial Day. And I think more so that I need to do something with my life, something positive, so that those souls were not lost for nothing. So by doing stuff like my art and trying to inspire other people, I am hoping to inspire the Wounded Warriors, the families, to, in their hard times, continue and to move on.
That's artist and retired Army Staff Sergeant William Kleinedler of New Braintree, severely burned in an IED blast in 2006. This is 90.9 WBUR.